Harry and Meghan walk away, there's a lot of hurt. Just 20 months after their fairy tale wedding, the couple make the decision to step back from royal life, sending the world and the Queen. Outside the Queen's Sandringham house on January 13th, wintry winds whipped across the fields as the first major storm of the new year passed through. Inside, a very different kind of storm was unfolding, an unprecedented meeting ordered by Queen Elizabeth in the wake of her grandson Prince Harry's stunning decision to step back from royal life with wife Meghan Markle. With two fires roaring in the salon, key members of the royal family, the 93-year-old Queen, her son and heir Prince Charles, who is 71, and his sons Prince William, who is 37, and Prince Harry, who is 35, convened in the nearby Long Library to hash out an agreement on Meghan and Harry's departure. The rooms at Sandringham are quite gloomy, particularly on a winter's afternoon, says someone who has spent time there. It is a somber setting. An hour after the 90-minute summit ended, the palace released an extraordinary statement from Elizabeth herself, in which she addressed the couple by their first names, but pointedly did not use their titles. My family and I are entirely supportive of Harry and Meghan's desire to create a new life as a young family, she said. Although we would have preferred them to remain full-time working members of the royal family, we respect and understand their wish to live a more independent life as a family while remaining a valued part of my family. The stunningly personal statement, issued by the woman with the world's stiffest upper lip, was just the latest breathtaking development in a crisis unlike any other the royal family has ever encountered in modern history. We've never seen a statement like that from the Queen, says royal biographer Ingrid Seward, but we've never had a situation like this. For the first time, a prominent royal family member and his spouse have chosen to walk away not amid scandal, but rather out of a desire for a different life, or to carve out a progressive new role, as the couple stated on January 8th in announcing their decision to divide their time between the UK and North America and become financially independent. The radical move came just 20 months after the couple were anointed the Duke and Duchess of Sussex on their wedding day, and marked a dramatic U-turn from the hope and promise they expressed in their engagement interview in November of 2017.